This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Imanib. Active ingredient, S. Imatinib mesylate. This leaflet provides important information about using Imanib. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Imanib. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Imanib? Imanib contains the active ingredient Imatinib. Imanib belongs to a group of anti-cancer medicines known as tyrosine kinase inhibitors. Imanib is used to treat children and adults who have certain types of cancer and leukemia, including chronic myeloid leukemia, CML and acute lymphoblastic leukemia with Philadelphia chromosome positive, PH, positive ALL. Imanib is also used to treat adults for myelodysplastic/myeloproliferative diseases, MDS/MPD. These are a group of blood diseases in which some blood cells start growing out of control. Aggressive systemic mastocytosis, ASM. It is a cancer in which certain blood cells, called mast cells, grow out of control. Hypereosinophilic syndrome, HES, and, or chronic eosinophilic leukemia, CEL. These are blood diseases in which some blood cells, named eosinophils, start growing out of control. Gastrointestinal stromal tumors, GIST. This is a type of cancer of the stomach and bowels. This cancer affects the tissue that surrounds the stomach and bowels and the cells grow uncontrollably. Dermatofibrosarcoma protuberans, DFSP. DFSP is a cancer of the tissue beneath the skin in which some cells start growing out of control. Imanib works by slowing the growth of and killing cancer cells while leaving normal cells alone. What should I know before I use Imanib? Warnings. Do not use Imanib if you are allergic to Imatinib or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Tell your doctor if you are allergic to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. If you experience an allergic reaction, stop using the medicine and inform your doctor or pharmacist immediately. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. This medicine may be harmful to your unborn baby. If it is necessary for you to take it during pregnancy, your doctor will let you know. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known if the active ingredient, Imatinib, passes into the breast milk. Breastfeeding is not recommended because this medicine could affect your baby. Tell your doctor if you have ever had any of the following medical problems or procedures: kidney or liver problems, problems with your heart, you have had your thyroid gland removed, hepatitis B infection. During treatment with Imanib, hepatitis B may become active again. Your doctor may want to take special precautions in this case. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Imanib and affect how it works. St. John's wort, a herbal medicine found in many products that you can buy without a prescription. Paracetamol, a medicine found in many common pain relievers and cold remedies, e.g. Panadol, Panadine, Codral, Tylenol, which are known to be associated with liver toxicity. Antibiotic medicines such as rifampicin, ketoconazole, erythromycin, clarithromycin, itraconazole. Antiviral medicines used to treat HIV/AIDS. Dexamethasone, a steroid medicine. Medicines for high cholesterol, such as simvastatin. Medicines used to treat epilepsy, such as phenytoin, carbamazepine, phenobarbital. Warfarin, a medicine used to prevent blood clots. Some medicines used to treat mental disorders and depression. Some medicines used to treat high blood pressure and heart problems. Cyclosporin. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Imanib. How do I use Imanib? How much to take? Your doctor will tell you exactly how many tablets of Imanib to take. Do not exceed the recommended dose prescribed by your doctor. Follow the instructions provided and use Imanib until your doctor tells you to stop. Your doctor may direct you to take a higher or lower dose or stop treatment depending on how your body responds to Imanib. Imanib is usually taken as a single dose each day. However, your doctor may want you to take them in two doses, one in the morning and one in the evening. When to take Imanib? Take Imanib every day, at the same time, with water and food for as long as your doctor recommends. How to take Imanib? Take Imanib with a large glass of water and food. This will help avoid stomach irritation. If you are unable to swallow the tablets, put the required tablets in a glass of water or apple juice, approximately 50 milliliters for a 100 milligram tablet or 200 milliliters for a 400 milligram tablet. Stir with a spoon to completely dissolve the tablets. Drink immediately. If you forget to use Imanib, Imanib should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take the missed dose as soon as you remember, then continue with your normal schedule. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much Imanib, if you think that you have used too much Imanib, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Imanib? Things you should do. Make sure you follow your doctor's instructions carefully and keep all appointments. You will need regular checkups to make sure the treatment is working. Regular blood tests, weight checks and urine tests can also find side effects before they become serious. Use a method of contraception to prevent pregnancy during treatment and for 15 days after ending treatment. Some children taking Imanib may have slower than normal growth. Growth will be monitored at regular visits by your doctor. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant or think you might be pregnant. Think you might be having an allergic reaction to Imanib treatment. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Imanib. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Drinking grapefruit juice. Avoid drinking grapefruit juice while you are being treated with Imanib. Grapefruit juice may interact with Imanib and affect how your body uses this medicine. Treating a headache, cold, or other minor aches and pains. Try to avoid taking medicines containing paracetamol, e.g. Panadol, Panadeine, Codral, Tylenol to treat minor aches and pains. Ask your pharmacist to suggest an alternative medicine. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Imanib affects you. Imanib may cause dizziness, lightheadedness, or drowsiness in some people. Wear sun protection when outdoors. When you are outdoors, wear protective clothing and use at least a 15+ sunscreen. Do not use sun lamps or tanning beds. This medicine may cause your skin to be much more sensitive to sunlight than it normally is. Exposure to sunlight may cause a skin rash, itching, redness, or severe sunburn. If your skin does appear to be burning, tell your doctor. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. There are no known interactions of Imanib with alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep your medicine in the original container until it is time to take it. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Stomach and intestine problems. Pain or burning sensation in upper tummy area and or chest. Heartburn. Feeling sick. Vomiting. Feeling of fullness and bloating. Black colored stool. Signs of stomach ulcer. Skin problems. Skin rash with flaking or peeling. Exfoliative dermatitis. Blisters on skin. Signs of pemphigus. Painful and or blistering skin areas. Decreased or increased skin sensitivity. Changes in skin color. Red bumps or white-headed pimples around the roots of the hair, possibly with pain, itching, or burning feeling. Signs of swelling of the hair follicles, also called folliculitis. Painful red lumps on the skin. Skin pain. Skin reddening. Inflammation of fatty tissue under the skin, also called panniculitis. General problems. Feeling dizzy or weak. Itching. Unusual hair loss or thinning. Dry mouth, dry skin or dry eye, hot flushes, chills, or night sweats, severe headache felt as a throbbing pain or pulsing sensation, usually on one side of the head, and often with sick feeling, vomiting and sensitivity to light or sound, signs of migraine, overwhelming urge to move the legs, restless leg syndrome, burping / belching, difficulty swallowing, increased sweating, brittle nails, generally feeling unwell, increase in appetite. Nail discoloration. Slowing of growth in children and adolescents. Ear problems. Hearing noises, e.g. ringing, humming in the ears that have no external source. Tinnitus. Eye problems. Discharge from the eye with itching, redness and swelling. Conjunctivitis, watery eyes, or having blurred vision. Blood problems. Nosebleeds. Infection problems. Viral infection such as cold sore. Swelling of the lips. Mouth ulcers. Cough, runny, or stuffy nose, feeling of heaviness, or pain on pressing the area above the eyes, or on the sides of the nose, nasal stuffiness, sneezing, sore throat, with, or without headache, signs of upper respiratory tract infection, flu-like symptoms, influenza, pain, or burning feeling while passing urine, increased body temperature, pain in groin, or pelvic area, red or brown colored, or cloudy urine, signs of urinary tract infection. Nutrition problems. Anorexia, weight loss, or a change in sense of taste. Bone and connective tissue problems. Joint pain with swelling. Pain and swelling of your joints. Signs of arthralgia. Kidney problems. Increased frequency of passing urine. Lower back pain resulting from kidney problems. Muscle problems. Joint and muscle stiffness. Nervous system problems. Difficulty in sleeping. Insomnia. A constant feeling of sadness and loss of interest, which stops you carrying out your normal activities, signs of depression. A feeling of nervousness and worry along with physical changes such as pounding heart, sweating, trembling, dry mouth, signs of anxiety. Sleepiness / drowsiness / excessive sleep. Confusion. Memory loss. Trembling, or shaky movements, tremor. Heart and circulation problems. Numbness of the hands, or feet. Reddening and or swelling on the palms of the hands and soles of the feet with tingling feeling and burning pain. Reproduction problems. Breast enlargement may occur in men or women. Dull pain and or feeling of heaviness in the testicles or lower tummy area. Pain during pee, sexual intercourse, or ejaculation. Blood in urine. Signs of edema of the testicles. Unable to get or keep an erection. Erectile dysfunction. Heavy or irregular menstrual periods. Difficulty achieving / maintaining sexual arousal. Decreased sexual desire. Nipple pain. Slowing of growth in children and adolescents. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Blood problems. Unexpected bleeding or bruising when you have not hurt yourself. Feeling lightheaded, dizzy, or fainting. Signs of low blood pressure. Pale skin. Feeling tight, difficulty breathing, or breathless and having dark urine, signs of low levels of red blood cells. Numb or cold toes and fingers, signs of Raynaud's syndrome. Muscle weakness and spasms with an abnormal heart rhythm, signs of changes in the amount of potassium in your blood. Bruising. Feeling sick, shortness of breath, irregular heartbeat, cloudy urine, tiredness and or joint pain with abnormal blood test results, e.g. high potassium, uric acid and calcium levels and low phosphorus levels in the blood. Tight, dizziness, shortness of breath, bruises, gum slash nosebleeds, minor cuts bleed a lot, feeling confused, sleepiness, seizures, decreased urine, swollen legs, fever, problems with blood clotting, stomach and intestine problems, severe stomach pain, blooding vomit, stool, or urine, black stools, signs of gastrointestinal problems, stomach pain with feeling sick, nausea, feeling sick, nausea, being sick, vomiting, diarrhea, or upset stomach, or heartburn. General problems. Rapid weight gain. Imanib may cause your body to keep water, severe fluid retention. Combine widespread severe ash, feeling sick, fever, high level of certain white blood cells, or yellow skin or eyes, signs of jaundice with difficulty breathing, chest pain, severely decreased urine output, and feeling thirsty, etc. Signs of a treatment-related allergic reaction, headache, or feeling tired, swelling such as around your ankles, or puffy eyes, weight gain, skin problems, rash, red skin with blisters on the lips, eyes, skin or mouth, peeling skin, fever, raised red, or purple skin patches, itching, burning feeling, signs of skin problems, sudden swelling and redness of the skin, signs of a skin infection called cellulitis. Ear problems, difficulty hearing, eye problems, eye pain, or worsening eyesight, bleeding in the eyes, liver problems, feeling sick, nausea, with loss of appetite, dark colored urine, yellow skin or eyes, signs of liver problems, infection problems, signs of infection such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Imanib can reduce the number of white blood cells, so you might get infections more easily. Bone and connective tissue problems, muscle cramps, or joint, muscle, or bone pain, during Imanib treatment, or after you have stopped taking Imanib, pain in bones, or joints, signs of osteonecrosis, nervous system problems, severe headache, weakness, or paralysis of arms or legs, or face, difficulty speaking, sudden loss of consciousness, signs of nervous system problems such as bleeding or swelling in skull/brain, heart problems. Chest pain, irregular heart rhythm, signs of heart problems, excretory system problems, feeling sick, nausea with diarrhea and vomiting, stomach pain, or fever, signs of bowel problems, muscle spasms with a fever, red-brown urine, pain, or weakness in your muscles. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Imanib contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Imatinib, asmesylate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Magnesium stearate. Opidri Complete Film Coating System 03F565018 Brown Proprietary Ingredient Number 108518. Potential allergens. Imanib tablets are free from lactose and gluten. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Imanib looks like. Imanib 100mg tablet is a dark yellow to brownish orange, film coated, round tablet debossed with eye, and one on either side of the break line on one side, and plain on the other side of the tablet. Packed in a blister packs of 60, 180 tablets and a HDPE bottle of 100 tablets. Imanib 400mg tablet is a dark yellow to brownish orange, film coated oval tablet debossed with eye and two on either side of the break line on one side, and plain on the other side of the tablet. Packed in a blister pack of 30 tablets and a HDPE bottle of 100 tablets. Australian Register Numbers. Imanib 100mg tablets dash Ostar 225494. Blister pack. Imanib 400mg tablets dash Ostar 225488. Blister Pack. Imanib 100 mg tablets - Ostar 225492. Bottle Pack. Imanib 400 mg tablets - Ostar 225497. Bottle Pack. Not all pack sizes and presentations are marketed in Australia. Sponsor: Sun Farmer ANZ Pty Limited. 12 Waterloo Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Australia. Email: customerservice.ors@sunfarmer.com. Telephone: 1-800-726-229. Distributor: Imanib is distributed in Australia by Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30-34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone: 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in July 2024.